Estimates are that Wisconsin's casinos rake in over $1 billion every year, but tribes signed a confidentiality agreement with the state a decade ago to keep the exact amount they earn a secret. In May, the Department of Administration turned down the Journal Sentinel's request to release the casino audits. The DOA claimed federal gaming laws supersede the state's open records law. A critic of tribal casinos disagrees. James Miller is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. His group has carried out several studies on the economic impact of tribal casinos in Wisconsin.
Government agencies have to, everyone else has to release information. There's no reason why the tribes, even though they're a separate nation, are not required to do this because the state's dealing with them on a contractual basis on these compacts. I don't think they want the public to know how much money's involved and how little the state's actually getting from it.
Pottawatomie tribal spokesperson Marty Schreiber rejects that argument. He says Wisconsin tribes pay the second highest casino fees of any state in the country, and he says under the new compacts they will be paying even more.
Tribes are paying substantially more money as of this moment because of Governor Jim Doyle's compacting than what they ever paid under Tommy Thompson.
Still, attorneys from the Journal Sentinel say taxpayers have a right to know what the casinos are earning. In Minnesota, both the Attorney General and the State Appeals Court have ruled that casino financial information should be made public. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.